Hallelujah. It says here in Romans 11. Amen. We're going to Romans 11. Praise God. It says, I want to go all the way down to, I'm just going to teach today. All the way down. He says here, he says in 16, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, then also the branches. Remember, we are the branches. We abide in the vine. Amen. We have been chosen by God before the very foundation of the world. Amen. He has been stemmed from the rod of Jesse. Amen. So when we abide in the vine, he abides in us. Amen. And because he is holy and we're from the root, hallelujah, of the vine, then we need to be holy. That's why his word said, be ye holy, for I am holy, because we're walking in a new covenant. We're walking in the covenant of Christ under grace and mercy, who has saved us, hallelujah, from all sin. It has washed us as white as snow, and we have a right to the tree of life because we are the branches. Amen. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree was grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou would say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed lest also he spare not thee. Amen. We have been grafted in. Glory to God. And we are, and there are some who are not, who have been broken off. Those branches have been fallen off because we have been planted like a tree of righteousness. We have abided in the element of the tree. We abide in the root of the tree. That root is Jesus. He is the foundation of the tree. Amen. And everything stems from him. Glory to God. That's why when you water a plant, thank you, God. When you water a plant, glory to God, then you'll be able to grow. That's why you have to stay in this word. This word is water to our branches. This word is water to our roots so we can grow. Amen. And produce fruit. Amen. And as we grow, we should be able to produce good fruit, not bad fruit. That's why. And then some branches, if they're not water or they're not taken care of, then they'll start to turn brown. Amen. And become dead. And you know, something that's dead, it'll just fall off. Amen. Because it's dead. But if you're believing and you have the hope and the assurance and the confidence, and you're getting water, and you being fed, you're being nurtured, and you're being nourished, you're gonna flourish. You're gonna be a branch that flourishes, that produces good fruit, because you have been engrafted in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have been engrafted in into the tree of life. You have been engrafted in. Hallelujah, eternally. You have been engrafted in. Hallelujah. And no one can cut you off because you have been engrafted in to the root. And amen. And that root is Jesus. And because you are grafted in, you can partake of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, like an olive tree, you start taking those olive branches. Glory to God. And you take those olive branches and say, amen. When I was a root, I took a couple of olive branches. I still got some here. I kept them. They're in my journal when I went to Jerusalem. But you take that olive branch, and the way they press that olive branch, hallelujah, when you press it and press it and press it, when you crush it, amen, it the oil comes out, that anointing comes out, amen, that anointing comes out. And when that anointing comes out, amen, you'll be able to do anything because you have been engrafted in. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's impossible. You have unlimited possibilities in God because you have been engrafted in. You're like a tree that's been planted by the water. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to be steadfast and not removable because you're solid. You're on a solid foundation. Your root is real solid. Amen. And from your root, hallelujah, you can grow because you've been watered and you've been nurtured. Amen. But you have to stay there. You don't want to be that dead branch that just fall off. Amen. Broken off. You know how it is. You see a plant you're talking to and you loving on it, but you see that little dead branch or that little dead leaf. You gonna break it off. Why? Because you don't want the rest of the plant to die. Amen. You're gonna break off the dead parts. You're gonna break off the part that's not living. You're gonna break it off because you want a plant that's growing and flourishing and it's looking good. It's nurture. Amen. It's just flourishing. Amen. It's living. Hallelujah. So that's how we are. Amen. That's why God said, I'm going to separate from the left to the right. Hallelujah. When we get to the judgment seat, we all going to be judged. And I'm going to separate. Amen. And if you deny him, I'm going to separate you. If you deny me, if you blaspheme me against the Holy Spirit, I'm going to separate you. You have to believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross. Hallelujah. And he is the Godhead. You have to understand and believe he is the Son of God and he's the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to be ready. You have to know who you are. You have to be assured who you are. You have to be able to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. You shall not be ashamed. You have to study and meditate on this word day and night because you have been engrafted in into the body of Christ. You have been engrafted in to the new covenant. Amen. Then that new covenant is God is going to put that new covenant, that new law in our hearts and in our hearts. Hallelujah. Because we believe in his son. Amen. And we trust in his son. Amen. And we are disciples of his son. We are followers of Jesus. Hallelujah. We could tell others about this new covenant. We could tell others, you don't have to go and sacrifice a pig and doves and all those things. Amen. I love the Jewish holidays. I celebrate them when they come around. I'm still always there. Jerusalem is really at the top of my list, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. But we are not under the law. Glory to God. I don't have to read the Torah every day. I don't have to do certain things of the Jewish law because I have been set free. I'm no longer bound by the law. Hallelujah. I don't have to go into a synagogue and sit at the top with my little thing on. I can go into the house of God. I can go in my bathroom and worship him. I can go in my garage and worship him. I can go out into the streets and worship him and tell somebody about Jesus. Because my church is in me. My house of prayer is in me. My house of the covenant is in me. Christ is in me. And my pulpit was wherever I go. And I keep my altar before me. Amen. So he can impart wisdom and knowledge. And hallelujah. And I can go and tell transgressors that way. If I ask the Lord to come inside and keep my house clean. Create me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Renew my mind, God. So it'll be transformed. So I can live for a reasonable service in you. And you'll be pleased in all my doing every day. When I wake up, Lord, am I pleasing you? In the midnight hour, God, am I pleasing you? In the midday, God, am I pleasing you? Am I doing the things of God? Am I doing the things according to his will and purpose in God? Am I be obedient to all God has having me to do? Hallelujah. We must walk in the newness of life. We must walk in a new covenant. All things are passed away. He said, forget those things behind. Press towards the mark of the high calling. How high you want to go? Keep going high. Because his ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. He's a high God. He's the high priest. He's the high king. He's the high Lord. He's high and mighty. He's higher than high. How high you want to go? Nobody can outdo God because he's the great I am. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings and he's the Prince of Peace. He's the Potentate. He's the King of all universe. He's the ruler who rests in the rule, and he's the God of all flesh. So nobody can tell me he does not exist. He is God, and God exists today. God is high on his throne. He's looking high, and he's sitting high, and he's looking low. He's looking for the low. He's looking for the meek. He's looking for the humble. He's looking for those who serve to be like Christ. to be that servant, to go forth to, and feed those who are hungry and clothe those who are naked. All these things he's commanded us to do. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have a new covenant and it was made with our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father is his name. We can cry out to God. And when we cry out to God and we pray and we repent and we turn from our evil ways, God will heal us. Hallelujah. He'll forgive us. Hallelujah. He'll heal our lands. Hallelujah. And we can go forth in the promised land. Amen. No more in the wilderness. Those wilderness days are over. God is calling to the people right now to reach up into heaven and to claim your inheritance because it's here. The Lord is here and mighty. He said, claim your inheritance. But while you're going into the land, you're going to have some battles. While you're going into the land, you're going to have some challenges. While you're going into the land, you're going to have some enemies. But fret not thyself of evildoers. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord because he is with you and he'll fight your battle. The battle is not yours anyway. It belongs to the Lord and he'll cut up some things for you. His sword is not, and his hand is not shortened, and his arm is stretched out wide. Hallelujah.